بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الصوم وغيره في العشر الأول من ذي الحجة. In this chapter, the virtues of fasting and the other amal actions during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, just which we have fasted, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah are very blessed days, and the rewards of fasting during those days and doing other various good deeds.
وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما من ایام العمل الصالح فيها احب الى الله من هذه الايام. There are no other days in which good deeds are more left to Allah than during these days. That is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. During the month of Ramadan, the value of amal are increased tremendously. But when the days which Allah loves good deeds very greatly are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah.
Yani ayyam al-ashr, that is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah.
قالوا, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, who were very surprised because they knew the great value of jihad and they understood that jihad is the greatest amal, and yet they heard that during these days amal, ibadat, Allah loves very greatly. So in their surprise they asked, Ya Rasulullah, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, not even jihad is so much loved by Allah as good deeds during these 10 days. قال ولل جهاد في سبيل الله. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, jihad, which is a very great act, but that also is not loved by Allah Ta'ala so much as عبادات is loved during the first 10 days of Zil Hajj. إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله. However, that person who goes out for jihad, himself personally he goes, and with his wealth he goes. فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ, and he does not return with anything. In other words, he becomes a shaheed and he spends all his money also in jihad. That person will have a greater reward. So during these days, and the ibadat of these 10 days is the fasting of the first 9 days of Zil Hajjah, and all the other ibadat, reading the third kalima, the fourth kalima particularly. Also it has come that the reward of amal during the first 10 days of Zil Hajjah is increased by 70,000 times. Allah increased the reward so great.
باب فضل صوم يوم عرفة وعاشورة وتاسوعة.
Yeah, in this chapter are the virtues of fasting on the day of Arafah, that is the 10th of Zulhijjah. And also Ashura at the 10th and the 9th of Zulhijjah. During these days also, the day of Arafah, it is not superior for Hajis to keep Roza on that day, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself did not keep Roza when he was in Hajj. But for those who are not there, that is not the 10th but rather the 9th of Zulhijjah. On that day there are great rewards. And then the 10th of Muharram, which is coming now next week, and the 9th of Muharram. The 9th and 10th particular has been stressed, otherwise in either the 9th and the 10th or the 10th and 11th, rozas of those days also have got great value by Allah.
وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Hazrat Qatada رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked عن صوم يوم عرفة, with regard to the fasting on the day of Arafah, that is the 9th of Zulhijjah. قال يكفر السنة الماضية والباقية. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is compensation for all sins of the past year and the coming year, this year which has come now, the new year, and this is with regard to minor sins and those which are with regard to Allah Ta'ala, with fellow beings, that a person must make tawbah and amends, and major sins also a person must make amends and must make tawbah.
وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صام يوم عاشورا وأمر بصيامه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم himself fasted on the 10th of Muharram, that is the day of Ashura, Yom Ashura. And he also commanded others that you should keep this roza. This command is not one of faraz. If it was, it was before the month of Ramadan was made faraz. After that, it is nafal, it is sunnah to keep roza on the 10th of Muharram. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن صيام يوم عاشورا فقال. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked with regard to the day, to the virtues of the day of عاشورا, fasting on that day, what are the virtues? فقال يكفر السنة الماضية. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said the past year's sins are forgiven, that is the minor sins, and they are those with regard to Allah Ta'ala. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لئن بقيت الى قابل الى قابل لأسومن التاسع. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I live till the next year, then I will definitely keep roza on the 9th also. And this was to differentiate from the Jews who used to keep also roza on the 10th of Muharram for the great benefits Allah had bestowed on Musa alayhi salam. So even in our deeni matters, we are taught to differentiate from the non-believers. Then in dunya's matters, how much more our dressing, our lifestyle. We have been given a particular way of life. We should not copy the way of the non-believers. We should have followed the way of our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah.